School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communication, Salem Grain and Barge, American Family Insurance, Renza, Consolidated Grain, FNN Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau, Dins Country Meats, and Armbruster Motor Company.
And good afternoon, good evening, everybody. I guess it is from the Rural Activity Center at the Fall City Cigar Campus. It's time for high school basketball to get back underway here tonight for 2022 on KTNC. And tonight, we start off with a girls battle. Class D2, number one ranked, Fall City Cigar is 8-2 on the year coming to this ball game. They lost to Lord Central Catholic early this year. Then they made up for that and defeated the Knights later on, so they avenged that loss. And they also lost to St. Joe LeBlanc by 2 right before the Christmas break. So, Cigar 8-2, ranked number 1 this week in Class D2. Helmwood Murdoch comes into this ball game 9-0, undefeated. They're ranked number 2 in Class D1. For Coach Paul Dwyer. They're 9-0. St. Hart comes in here 8-2 on the season. So it should be a good matchup here tonight at the Rural Activity Center. The boys' game coming up here later on. Fall City St. Hart, number one ranked, Class D2 this week. It's 7-1. They lost to Freeman by 2 points over the holiday tournament, a game that to my understanding, they said what I heard, the Irish just didn't play their best basketball that day. And they are taking on Elwood Murdoch, a team for Aaron Pryor that is 3-5 on the year. But they're pretty good. They're long and they're lean and pretty athletic. So 3-5 may be a little bit deceiving for Elwood Murdoch. Girls game is getting set to tip off here. Elwood Murdoch has left the gym, saying hard out there, so warming up. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back and give you the starting lineups on KTNC.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Dins Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dins Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dins Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dins Country Meats in Table Rock.
Happy holidays from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City, Nebraska. This is Andy Armbruster, and I want to take a moment to thank all of our customers for your patronage this past year. We appreciate you putting your trust in us for all of your vehicle needs. On behalf of all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, we would like to wish you a safe and prosperous and blessed new year. Thank you again for thinking of us when it comes to your vehicle.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Other high school basketball going on tonight on sister stations, Sunny 101.3. It will be tonight the Johnson Brock Eagles. They are on the road at Lord Central Catholic tonight. That game on Sunny 101.3. Randy Katula bringing you that action tonight on Sunny 101.3. So if that's the game you're looking for tonight, that's one you hear on Sunny. Fall City Tigers are home tonight. They host the Nebraska City Pioneers. Coming up on Friday night, St. Hart will be at Dillard Odell. That will be coming up Friday night here on KPMC. Or is that what I'm saying? I might have lost track. I have my schedule right here in front of me. Yes, I do. Coming up on Friday night, the game will be Lord Central Academy, Fall City here on KPMC. St. Hart at Dillard Odell. A couple of ranked girls need to go at it again there on Friday night. Then on Saturday, on KPMC, we'll bring you a couple of games from the Bruton Classic in St. LeBlanc. It will be Fall City St. Hart and LeBlanc. Their game is scheduled for 4:30, and that will be the last game, so I'm not sure it'll start on time. We'll see about that. The first game we'll have will be at noon. That's the tip-off, the first game of the day. And the Mountain City Panthers will take on the Nebraska City Pioneers. Stepping up competition size there for that one will be Mountain City on Saturday afternoon. Those games here on KTNC on Saturday. So that's what's coming up here the rest of this week. The Irish tonight, back at home after the Holiday League tournament up at Freeman. Saved a heart. Coach Luke Sando coming to the ball game tonight in his 16th season, 373 wins. Just 54 losses and just over 15 full seasons. This is year number 16 for Coach Sando. And when he is coaching, the Irish girls have won 87.4% of their basketball games. So that is a very impressive mark for Coach Luke Sando. Two teams head over for their benches for final instructions from the coaches. We're going to have the pregame festivities coming up here. National anthem and the introduction of the players and such. That's all coming up here before we get this one tipped off tonight here at the Real Activity Center at Ball City. Again, the teams other than their coaching here, City Hart, beat a home team tonight, dressed in the white. The Great Knights cut in here tonight, taking on the Irish. Number one in D2, number two in D1. So we shall see what transpires in this ball game. There is the horn. And we're about ready to get started here with all the pregame festivities. And see if we get this marked off in the right corner area. Before we get going, we'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with a tip-off coming up on TNC.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all of your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
If you always dream about owning your first house, or car, or business, we also have nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, I-3783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Alright, tonight's been introduced. Includes 6'5" senior Brenna Schmidt. Sawmills played Fall City High back sometime in December. And I just won that game against the Lady Tigers. Brenna Schmidt at 6'5", she had 6 points, I think, in a row, if I remember right. And then ended up with 8 for the game. She is a force defensively. She kind of camps out in the middle on that defense, and we'll be interested to see her matchup tonight with City Heart senior Harrison Bonderspeck and how that all pans out for this ball game at the Rowe Activity Center. Now the Irish girls have been introduced, and we should be set to get underway. It will be Schmidt and Vonderschmidt to jump it up in the middle. The Irish go right to left here towards the west bucket in the first half tonight. And Schmidt will control the tip over her teammate, Lexi Bacon. Bacon to the front with a basketball now to Zarrett. Hello, Zarrett. Back and a cutter down the middle for an easy layup down the right side. Lexi Bacon with the first 2 points of the ball game for the Knights. Knights come out in a man-to-man defense against Sagan Hart. Warren Malone moves to the right, gives it off there to Olivia Hycock, coming with the left hand across the top. Back to Bonderschmidt out beyond the three-point line. Now back and in. Left, and the shot is blocked by Brenna Schmidt. She blocks Bonderschmidt's first attempt of the ball game. Out well away from the bucket. Now works the ball out top. Pass it up to three, drilling in, kick it back out top to Brenna Schmidt. Schmidt on the right side, gives the ball off there now to Bailey Fromm. Fromm will hand the ball back to Sheila Rickley, and Rickley will pass it off, and now it gets back to Fromm. Fromm dribbles, guarded out there by Sacred Hearts, Jessica Wartenberger, and throw it into the middle now to Zarek. Zarek guarded by Malone, and back out top, and into the big girl, knocked away. Bonderschmidt, that goes right to a teammate. She missed the shot inside. That was Bacon. And able to save the loose ball. Out to a teammate and now reset the offense. Fromm lobs it inside to the big girl. Tipped away by the Irish. And again, they save the loose ball. And we'll move the ball out and reset it between the circles. Fromm to the left side with the pass there for Bacon. Bound back to the top to Zarek. Zarek to the right side, over to Fromm, now to the top for three. Rickley missed it badly. Rebound is grabbed up there by Schmidt. She turns, and we've got a held ball. Bonderschmidt able to block the shot, and the held ball on the already possession will go to Sacred Heart. 2-0, nearly 2 minutes into our ball game here. Down with Murdoch with the lead. I don't know that this will be a high-scoring affair tonight. Both teams play defense very well. Now, with it, Magdans off to Bonderschmidt from 18. Short, no good. Saved in by Magdans, but it goes to the Knights, and Bacon on the run. Coming from behind, they can't get her. She'll get the ball away, now to Fromm. Left side corner, Bacon to three, and now back out to the top to Fromm. Fromm dribbles off, pass the ball off to Rickley. Rickley into the paint, back out right side to Bacon, and Bacon back out to Fromm. Between the circles, take it left side for Zarek. Zarek holds. They look into the big girl. Bonderschmidt plays in front of her. And now a long one on the way up. No good for three-point land by Fromm. Ball ricochets off the backboard, the rim, and off two or three players. Finally, the Knights control it in the free throw circle to Bacon. Backs out there now to Rickley. Seal Rickley to the top again to Zarek for three, too strong. Another offensive rebound, Bacon this time, up and under move, and Bacon rolls it in for two. She's got four, and it's 4-0, the lead to the Knights. We played 3 minutes here in the first quarter, and the first sub is getting ready to come in off the bench for each team. Hycock with the basketball against the man-to-man defense will hand it off now to her teammate, down low, Wartenberger, out top again now. It'll be a weave out to the top of the Irish. And it's going to be Magdans, fakes, drive shot is blocked, a whistle, a foul. We'll put Rachel Magdans at the free throw line to shoot two. Foul will will go on Lexi Bacon. Her first team foul, first foul of the game. So three players will visit with Coach Luke Sennett while Magdan takes her first free throw. It's up and it is good. She'll have another one. Lauren Malone out into the arc. Delaney with a 5'6 junior. In for the Knights is Laney a 5'9 sophomore. Free throw up and in again for Magdan. That's 4-2, 4.5 to play. First quarter. Say Art down by Deuce. Take the ball to the top, cutting down the lane with it to Backmeyer. Checked in there. Now into the big girl Schmidt. Double team gets away down on the left block and now back out to the top to Backmeyer. Fires for two. No good. Rebound brought down by Vonderschmidt. Outlet to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger, the front on the left side, looks, keeps the dribble. All the way down to the wing, gets bumped. Now, inside for Vonderschmidt, one or too far, but a push foul from behind on Brennan Smith, the 6'5 senior for the Knights. That's the foul if you're an Elwood Murdoch, and you hate to see her get 15 feet out from the basket, a push on a pass. Trying to block shots, that's one thing out there. That's not what you want. Inside to Magdans. Throws it up against the Delkey. The going rebound brought down by Bailey Prawn. On the run, pushed it up the floor to the left side. Now to Laney Prawn. Inside, and a push foul. The ball gets into Schmidt. And a foul on the Irish here. Going to be called on 10. That foul will be on Delaney Witt. Her first team foul. First of the game for the Irish. Vonderschmidt comes out, Wurtenberg comes out for the Irish now. Into the ball game will be Emma Littrell. Three-pointer right wing, no good. And the rebound brought down by Schmidt after the miss by Backmeyer. Out of the left side with it, Laney from to the free throw line, extended left side shot, no good by Bacon. Another offensive rebound by, this time, Laney from. Inside the big girl, Schmidt turns, missed it, and she tackles Vonderschmidt, and that will be her second foul. So Harrison gets the rebound and gets tackled for her effort. Brenna Schmidt picks up her second foul, team foul number three, so the 6'5 senior checking out of the game for the Knights, replaced by 5'6 junior Ella Zetter, the starter, back in the game. So things change. On the inside on the defense now for the Knights. Up the floor, Witt lost her footing, regains her balance, over to Vonderschmidt. Guarded one-on-one there by Bacon, now off to Magdans. Weaving around the top from the left to the right, now reverses left side, just around Vonderschmidt. Pulls up her three-pointer, is blocked. Good job there by Prawn. Now just Vonderschmidt got it, gives it to Magdans. She'll drive the right side paint and will be fouled. Foul on Bailey Fong, her first team, foul number four. Magdan's at the line, 2 for 2. The Irish are down 4-2 here. 2:52 to go in quarter number one, and that free throw is no good. Out comes Bailey Fong. She'll be replaced the lineup now by Jordan Vogler, a 5'9 sophomore. I remember Kirkland against the Tigers a few weeks ago. It was very aggressive. Free throw up and good. Magdan is 3 for 4 at the line. Has all the Irish points. They don't have a field goal yet. At the other end, somebody got a loss. And now wide open is Zarek for three. Too strong. The rebound comes out to it. Witt ends up with it. We get a foul underneath against the Irish on the rebound. Foul on Sager Hunt will go against Emma Littrell. I didn't see it. I'm sorry, I said it wrong. You didn't see it. It was away from the ball somewhere. So bring the ball in to Lexi Bacon. And right now, the key to this ball game is the work with the Knights on the offensive glass, but they're not able to turn those rebounds into points so far for the most part. Right side, Tatum Backmeyer. Backmeyer works it off, and now the Knights throw it away. From trying to go down in the right corner, the ball is wide of the target. Magdan's out, Olivia Eichhoff out for the Irish. Shea Hart brings Wurtenberger back in the ball game, and Lauren Malone. So off the floor, Malone to Wurtenberger. Looking inside, we go to the top of the helicoptera. Pass pass over. Malone gets it, throws it inside to Vonderschmidt. Back out top, and now it'll be Littrell thrown underneath that pass. Right to Jordan Boulder. Boulder gets through the ball and heads to Laney Fromm to the free throw circle. The ball in the hand of Bacon again. Minute 56 to go in the first. 4-3, the Knights lead. Looking for cutters down the lane of the man-to-man defense of the Irish. Out top with the basketball. Back to Meyer. Tatum. Pop to Bacon. Bacon right side of the baseline. Dribble. Now we'll come back out with the left hand. To the elbow and back. It'll go to Backemeyer again. Inside to Bacon. Doubled up. Rebound. No rebound. Tipped away. Stolen by Malone. Malone at the floor looking for help. Keeps her dribble. Now throws it cross court to Witt. Witt dribbled into the defense and then traveled with the basketball. Shaking hard. A little shaking here. This is as aggressive a defense as they have faced. But from what I have seen, I haven't seen all their games, obviously, including the losses, but very aggressive defensively and offensively here are the Knights. Magdan's back in for the Irish. So with the basketball, right side, Bailey Fromm, 1:08 to go in the first. They are no field goals yet. And Fromm ran into Delaney Witt, lost her balance, just going for a travel. Malone back out, replaced the lineup by Olivia Eichhoff for Sega Hart. I just don't have many shots towards the hoop area in this first quarter. So now Witt will bring it up right side to Eichhoff. And now throw it across to Witt, open down to the left corner, work them down there to Magdans. Now Witt, open for 3-0, over to Magdans, up and off the rim, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Fuller, outlet stolen away by Eichhoff. Around the defense, right side, short, no good. Rebound Vonderschmidt, up, no good, but a whistle and a foul. We'll put Harrison Vonderschmidt at the line for the Irish. Try to tie it and or get the lead. Foul on CeeLo Ripley, her first, that is a 15 foul on the Knights. Free throw up, short, no good. Vonderschmidt, the all-time leading free thrower for the Sega Hart girls. She has more made free throws than any other girl in Sega Hart. And missed that one. It rattled and bounced and banged around and finally fell out of there. 31 seconds to go in the quarter. 4-3, the Knights lead. Left side of the basketball is Zarek. Back to the top, Rickley holds it to the right side for Bailey Fromm. 5'10 senior. Gives away to Tatum Backemeyer, 14 on the clock. Back to the top between the circle, Zarek. Hold him off the right side, tipped by Woodenberger, the race for the ball. Ends up in the hand, well, nobody's got control of it yet. Held ball will stay with the Knights with 2.6 seconds to go. That ball looked like a hot potato. Nobody could get a hold of it. It just kept getting away from everybody. So inbound the ball between the scorer's bench and the Irish bench. Scorer's table on the Irish bench, excuse me. The ball will come in to Bailey Fromm. 1.1 fires ball range off the backboard. No good. And after one, two highly ranked teams showing their defensive chops. Elwin Murdoch, 4. Sega Hart, 3. No field goal for the Irish in the first quarter. Back in 1 minute on TTMC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
As this year finally comes to a close, we here at F&M Bank want to wish you peace, prosperity, health, and great happiness during the year ahead. We thank you all for your continued support, and it brings us great joy to be your local bank of choice. F&M Bank takes pride in serving the banking needs of our community year after year. Happy holidays.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
4-3, Elwood Murdoch girls leading Sega Hart after second quarter. Shea Hart did not make field goal in that first quarter. They got three free throws, and that was it. Three by Magdans. She's three out of four. Shea Hart falls third quarter number two here. Let's see what coaches Luke and Adam Sandler come up with here. Starting five back in, no. Wick stays in for the Irish and plays them alone at the moment. Free throw circle, jumper up and down, two-pointer for Olivia Eichhoff, and the Irish take their first lead of the ball game, 5-4. Now with the basketball, the Knights have it. They'll take it to the top of CeeLo Rickley. Off the right side, three ball, elbow, and good by Bailey Fong. And the Knights take the lead right back, 7-5. A scoring outbreak here in the first minute of the second quarter. Over to Wurtenberger, down low to Magdans. Back on top, Wurtenberger against the zone. Brenna Schmidt back in, the 6'5 senior for the Knights with the two fouls. I'd love to get it inside to go against her until they get her out of there. Some more pine time for her if they can get her out of the middle. Bounce pass to Varnerschmidt in a circle over to Eichhoff. Round one defender inside Varnerschmidt. Contact, no whistle. She got the rebound. Put it up and got fouled. That's the fourth rebound for Varnerschmidt. Foul call on Lexi Bacon, her second. Team foul number six on the Knights. The Irish are going to be shooting a bunch of free throws here in this first half. And they need to make them. Vonderschmidt now 0-for-3 with the miss there. On the year, coming to this ballgame, she shoots 68%. There she got that one to go. And now it's 7-6, the Knights by one. To the front, Bailey Fong. Cross court, sideline, for the ball, Ellen Zarek. Zarek to Bacon. Bacon guard up a Magdans, out top, swipe dead, keep the ball away to Bailey Fong. She's looking to go inside to Schmidt. Playing in front of her is Varnerschmidt. Varnerschmidt comes out to help. Now they cut off the ball handler, now into the paint, off the glass, left and two by Bailey Fromm. She's got 5.25. The lead is 9-6 for the Knights. 2 minutes gone by here in quarter number two. To the front, down the right side, on the wing with the basketball over to Magdans, drills around behind the three-point line, and now it's inside. Varnerschmidt after Wurtenberger for three off the rim, no good. The rebound brought down by for Rachel Magdans. She passes off, gets her right back, and she went down, gets up limping. She's had troubles with an ankle, and she's limping her way up the court, not wanting to come out because Lee Sanders would get her to sit down. Her looks like to be her right ankle. So here come the Knights. With the ball, a drive down the lane, and a two-pointer from Bacon. He's got 6 points. And now it's 11-6. The lead is 5 for the Knights. Now out to Witt, left side, in Emma Whitfield. Her outlet pass tipped away and stolen. Not the floor. Kind of nice. Bacon drives, cut off by Whitfield. Back to the top with it, Delaney Fromm. And now a lob in, Schmidt over the top, up and good off the glass. Luke Sandler wants timeout, his team down 13-6. We're back in 30 seconds on KDNC.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
13-6, Ellen Murdoch with the lead over Shea Hart here in the second quarter. 5:06 to go in this first half. Cigar. One field goal in the ball game. Four free throws for their total of six. Right now, Rachel Magdans has left the bench area. She turned it, set her leg down there trying to step fake, lost her balance. Hard to say if it's an ankle or something else being up here, but she is one of the Irish outside threats and a threat on the inside as well with her size. And a bounce pass by Witt is kicked by the Knights. Sager ball on the baseline. 4:55 to go, first half. Inbounding will be Wartenberger into Eichhoff. Eichhoff, the only field goal for the Irish so far. Lobs it across. Witt in the corner, Wartenberger. Now Wartenberger drives in, draws a double team. Witt over Eichhoff. Against the zone defense here that's aggressive. They recover in a hurry. In DeVar Schmidt, cross the lane. Eichhoff, and we had the ball to Littrell. And she throws it back out, and it goes backcourt over and back against the Irish. Witt ran down. That's twice. The Irish have passed the ball down there low to Littrell, and she's tossed the ball away, and she'll take a seat on the bench. And in comes Lauren Malone. So Malone in for the Irish. Take it in, and a steal by Eichhoff. Knocks the ball loose, racing the other way. A lot of contact, man. No whistle. She throws it up and in, and it's now 13-8. They're going to let them play with cheer. All right. Just so everybody knows, you're all on the same page. That's all right. Out to the top of the basketball now. Zarek with it. Zarek right side to Bacon, and she gets bumped. And the ball is tipped away out of bounds by Wartenberger. Out of the game goes Ella Zarek, checking back into the contest now is Lady Fong. Here's a three-pointer for the side, no good, but up there by Backmeyer. Rebound to the Irish, coming up the floor with it, Wartenberger. Over to Eichhoff, left side, looks. Skips it over to Lauren Malone, the senior point. Back to the middle with the bounce. Eichhoff makes the tough catch. In the lane, up, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Schmidt. Her third, Karen. 3:28 to go in the first half. 13-8, a five-point lead. And a back door to Schmidt. Knocked away from the help side by Wartenberger. Out of bounds. That'll be the nice ball. They'll line up sideline to sideline on the baseline. Bring it into Bacon right underneath, and she missed the bunny. Rebound to Malone, knocked away by Bacon, just picked up, I believe, her third foul of this first half. Yes, she did. Bacon has 6 points to lead the Knights, and that foul will put the Irish at the free throw line for 1-1. Lauren Malone line. Malone, getting ready. Cedar sets herself up and got it. She'll get another one. 13-9 now. The lead down to 4. It was 7. Again, Malone at the line. Up. Got it. Swish, swish. And now it's a 13-10 ball game. And Eichhoff with a steal in the backcourt. Ahead to Malone. Malone at 1-on-3. Holds up. Looks for help. Waterschmidt handed to Witt. Cross court. Malone looking in the corner. Wartenberger on the right side at 3:05 mark. Double teamed. In trouble. Gets it away to Malone. Fires across court to Witt. Now to Eichhoff. Fakes the shot. Back and out. Across it goes. Wartenberger back and in. All kinds of contact off the glass. No good. Rebound brought down by Jordan Vogler. And a timeout on the floor. 2:50 to go in the half. It's 13-10. We're back in 30 seconds on TTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We return here to the Rural Activity Center at Falls City State Hardware. It's 13 to 10, but 2:50 to go in the first half. The Irish trailing 13-10. They had the lead once. Helmut Murdoch answered right back just seconds later and have led most all of this volume except for about 7 or 8 seconds. The Irish Brady Cuddle. Timeout call there by the Knights that time. He's seen with 4 timeouts left. Knights ball. The Irish come out showing pressure here. Bringing in backcourt to Bailey Fong. Around the back, guarded by Malone. Ahead on the left side there. With the basketball, Zarek. Down in the corner, Rickley. Her pass tipped by Witt, and the safety got her on the arm. That'll be the second foul on Delaney Witt. Team foul number 3 on the Irish. It will be ball of the Knights on the left side, 10 feet off the baseline, bringing it to Bailey Fong. 2:30 to go in the half. Out on the right side with it there, Derek. Back to the top, off the left side, it goes to Fong again. Fong 6 feet behind the 3-point line. Back to the top for Rickley. Sayhart still playing man-to-man defense. Now again, drilling around the back is Fong. To the top, Zarek for 3, blocked. Oh, a push foul on Eichhoff. Nobody dressed in green is believing that one. No shot. After the shot, Olivia Eichhoff with her first. Team foul number 4. Said it was after the shot. Coach Paul Dwyer saying, what in the world is going on? Eichhoff actually blocked the shot, then made the contact. So it's Knights ball in front of the Irish bench. And the ball comes into Bailey Fong with 2:05 to go in the half. To the left side with it, Zarek. Zarek back to Fong. Looking to lob in to Schmidt. Does, makes the catch. Underneath the basket, has a dribble out of there and gets the ball away into Bailey Fong. On the right side wing, Rickley to the top again to Bailey Fong. Fong fires across court to Zarek. Drives the baseline, double team, leaves it back for the sophomore, Vogler. Vogler back, and the ball is off to Bailey Fong. She steps across court, and the ball pretty close to Coach Luke Sandel. Out of bounds, the Irish get the ball with 1:34 to go in the first half. Down by 3. A long one to tie it here, but the Irish, a couple of girls in there that would or could shoot threes. Now they give it to one of them, and up and off the rim. No good by Witt, and she just picked up her third foul. The rebound went off the hands of Bondersmith, off the Karen, out to a Knights player. And when the Knights started up the court, Witt ran into her. Not one you can actually blame her for that time. It is one of those that happened along the way. Irish has 5 team fouls, and Witt has 3 of them, so Wood on the bench for 3 fouls, and Rachel Magdans gone from the bench with an injury at the moment with the basketball. Laney Fong to the top, swinging around to Bailey Fong. Bailey pulls up on the 3-point line, gives the ball away there to Laney Fong. Back to Bailey, and now off to Tatum Backemeyer. Out of the right side, Laney Fong in the middle of Schmidt. Missed it. Good defense there by the Irish by Bondersmith. The rebound brought down by Littrell. Ahead with 46 seconds. And Eichhoff pass is just stolen. And now a reach in foul called on Seahart on Olivia Eichhoff. Her second foul. The Irish fouls now. A couple have been frustration fouls after turnover. They try to reach in and get the ball back. 2 on Eichhoff, 3 on Wick for the Irish. Off the floor with 38 seconds to go and a half. With it, Laney Fong cross court to Zarek. Back to the middle. Bailey Fong gives it to Schmidt all the way out between the circles. 27 seconds to the free throw line. Ball drilled away by Bondersmith. And then a player falls into it. That foul on see the back of my Herpers. Team file number 8 will put Harrison Varnishman at the line to shoot 1-1. Harrison is 1-for-4 at the line tonight. Career nearly 70% free throw shooter. Sagan will bring Gentry Lechtenberg into the ballgame now for Olivia Eichhoff. He's been picking up a third foul here with 24 seconds to go in the half. Free throw up and good. Waterstrip will get another one. Now the score is 13-11. So Harrison ready again. Gets the ball from the man in the striped shirt. Left hander on the way up and good. Now she's made 3 in a row and it's 3 out of 6 of the ball game. It's a 1-point game with 23 seconds to go in the half. To the front, Bailey Palm off the right side to Laney Palm. Holding as the clock runs down to the right corner, Backmeyer inside and now back out. Throw the ball around now to Bailey Palm. Left side with the Zarek. 5 on the clock, right side, and Woodenberger blocks the shot. Schmidt comes up with it, and then her second attempt is blocked away by Vonderschmidt. And we'll go to halftime with score Elmwood Murdoch 13, Fall City Sacred Heart 12, and a low scoring, hard fought affair here at the Rural Activity Center at Fall City. 13-12 our halftime score. We'll come back and give you a look at the first half score after this 2-minute timeout on KTMC.
Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best friends in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country modern superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you.
Marlin City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
If you have an idea that's just right for your business, don't let funding hold you back. You could have a hands-down winning business plan if you just had the funds on hand. That's where our bank comes in. As your business lender, we have the loans to give your business a boost. Let's talk about it. We're an equal housing lender. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Ball City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Halftime at the Rural Activity Center in Fall City, where it is Elwin Murdoch Girls leading Sacred Heart 13-12. Elwin Murdoch led 4-3 after one quarter. They eventually had a lead in the first half. I believe it was 13-6 at one point in that second quarter. It was 13-6 before the Irish got a little run on here, scoring the last 7 points, or actually the last 6 points of quarter number two. Scoring in the first half for Elwin Murdoch, they have Lexi Bacon with 6, Bailey Fromm with 5, and 2 for Brenna Schmidt. The Knights have not been to the free throw line in this ball game. They have 3 fouls on Lexi Bacon for the Irish. In the first half tonight, they have 3 points for Harrison Varnishman, all at the free throw line. Lauren Malone is 2-for-2 at the free throw line for the Irish. Olivia Eichhoff has 4 points. She has the only field goals from Sacred Heart in the first half. 4 points and 3 points for Rachel Magdans, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line in the first quarter of tonight's ball game. Now, the bad news is that Rachel Magdans left the ball game for the Irish at the 5:43 mark of the second quarter with a lower leg injury, so it appeared from our vantage point. I can't even tell you which leg it was. She was making a fake down on the offensive end of the corner, trying to free herself up for a shot or a drive, and when she went down off balance, the leg didn't do what she wanted to do. So she has not been back in the game or on the bench since that time for Sacred Heart. The Irish, in the first half, hit a total of 8 out of 12 at the free throw line. That is what has kept them in this ball game so far. 3 fouls on Delaney Witt, 2 on Olivia Eichhoff for the Irish, and again, Rachel Magdans out injured most of the second quarter, and we'll see if she's able to return to this ball game tonight for Sacred Heart. 13-12 or score. We'll take a 2-minute break, check into the weather, be back with the second half on KTNC.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Vince Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Vince Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Vince Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nevada.
Happy holidays from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This is Andy Armbruster, and I want to take a moment to thank all of our customers for your patronage this past year. We appreciate you putting your trust in us for all of your vehicle needs. On behalf of all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, we would like to wish you a safe and prosperous and blessed new year. Thank you again for thinking of us when it comes to your vehicle.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas. Here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
This is your good time only station, KTNC, Falls City. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Mainly clear skies tonight with temperatures falling back to around 10 degrees and winds out of the northwest at 15 to 30 miles an hour. On Wednesday, we'll see cloudy skies, a couple of snow showers developing in the afternoon hours with highs reaching the low 20s and winds out of the northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. A wind chill advisory for Wednesday night, light snow with a low of 0 and wind chills of 15 below. Thursday, sunny, with high temperatures climbing into the single digits. Wind chills will stay below 0, though, with northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Friday, partly sunny, with high temperatures reaching the mid-20s. A little bit of a warm-up as we head into the weekend. Sunshine Saturday, with highs in the low 40s. And for Sunday, plenty of sunshine, with a high temperature right around 30 degrees. Monday, look for sunshine, with highs in the mid-30s. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 40.
Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we get ready to go here in the second half for a girls game tonight. It is 13-12. Ellen Murdoch leading Fall City Sacred Heart here in halftime tonight here at the Rural Activity Center. Very low scoring. First half in this ballgame, as we told you, City Hart was just two field goals in the first half of tonight's ballgame. We'll see if they can get things heated up here in this second half. The Irish break huddle. And the Irish checking on the bench and on the floor, and no Rachel Magdan is for the Irish, so they'll we won without her service, it looks like, here the rest of the evening. Nice basketball to start the third period. Inbound will be CeeLo Ripley. She'll go to the front court to Lexi Bacon. Starting for the Irish will be Emma Littrell. In place of Magdans. Now the ball worked around out top. Foul inside pretty even between Schmidt and Vonderschmidt. Here's a three-pointer on the way up. No good. Rebound. That shot put up there by Zurich. Rebound to Wurtenberg and they're in. Ball stole away by the Knights. A lead and a scoop. No good. A rebound again by Wurtenberg. And the Irish come the other way. Now to Eichhoff. Schmidt has 2 points on one field goal. And now a shot up by Vonderschmidt. A lot of contact with Schmidt. Came up short, offensive rebound for the Irish, and foul will be Emma Littrell, and she'll shoot two here after she got the rebound. Free throw up and around, no good. That one was for the tie. For Sacred Heart. All right, here we go. Second free throw coming again for the tie. Emma Littrell, the senior, off the bench for the Irish. Up and got it. And for the first time tonight, we have a tie ball game. 13 apiece. To the front court, off on the right side. Ball goes to Zarek. Zarek, right elbow, looking back to the top. Quickly across the left side of the floor to Fromm. Bailey Fromm will give it away. Now out it goes to Bacon. Two-pointer, yes, had her toe on the line. Two-pointer for Lexi Bacon. She has earned 8 points in the ball game, and now it's 15-13. The lead to the Knights, and the bounce to Vonderschmidt taken away by the Knights, an Irish turnover. Bacon at the other end gives the ball back out, and now lob in, and it's spiked away. Oh, my. Spiked away, I thought, by Wurtenberg, and so did everybody from Elmwood Murdoch. I think perhaps they missed that one. Didn't hear any complaints from the Irish side. 15-13. Now it will be to the front court. Lobbed across to the corner. Wurtenberger drives in. Back to Eichhoff. Right side. Against the zone. Down to Vonderschmidt. Down again to Wurtenberger. The Irish not moving around a lot when they don't have the ball. Down to Eichhoff. It goes Vonderschmidt in the paint. Goes in, finger roll, no, rebound brought down by Schmidt. The 6'5 senior gets it ahead, up the floor, down to Fromm. Tyre's going to have to turn some things on defensively here, maybe get some steals and maybe some easy baskets here. Having trouble winning the rebounding game, holding their own, but not able to get out on any breaks here. And now back and in will be from Eichhoff. Fell down, no whistles there. And now again, from the basketball. Working right back in on Eichhoff, who has two fouls to the right side to Zarek. Beyond the three-point line, drives around, a first foul on Wurtenberg. Jess picks up her first, team foul number one and a half on the Irish. Into the game, Laney from for the Knights. Out goes Sheila Rickley. To the front court. Now to the right side, it's Zarek. Zarek down in the corner for Laney Prohl. Prohl looking, Wurtenberg all over her. And timeout called by Helmut Murdoch. Lead 15-13. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
As this year finally comes to a close, we here at F&M Bank want to wish you peace, prosperity, health, and great happiness during the year ahead. We thank you all for your continued support, and it brings us great joy to be your local bank of choice. F&M Bank takes pride in serving the banking needs of our community year after year. Happy holidays.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Halftime score, game over on Sister City and City 101.3. Ford Central Catholic leading Johnson Brocknight 36-16 at halftime. Here it's the Elwood Murdoch Knights with the basketball and a two-point advantage in the third quarter. With the ball will be Bailey Paul on the left side. She has it. Passes off. Now it will go around the right side again. Holding the ball, Zarek. Zarek. Prohl drives on Malone. Shoots three. She's strong. And traveling. Boxman got the rebound and got bumped into by Eichhoff. They both went up at the same time. And it's going to be a turnover by the Irish. Now, sideline to sideline along the baseline. Bring the ball into Laney Prohl. Back out top to Schmidt, 6'5" senior, beyond the three-point line. Now wide open in left corner, and a high arcing shot, no good by Laney Prohl. The rebound to the Knights, again on the offensive end. They have done well on the offensive glass, keeping the ball away from the Irish. High post, Bacon back out to Zarek. Looking cross-court, goes there to Prohl. Out top, that'll be three-pointer. Bailey Prohl. She now has eight in the ball game. That's her second triple. And the lead is five for the Knights. Malone over the corner. Now inside it goes to Barnes. Double team. Tried to kick it back out. And follow the sideline. Out of bounds. It'll go back to the Knights. Out of the game for the Irish comes Emma Littrell. Back in is Bailey. Back in to Delaney Witt with three fouls. Bailey Holmes on the other team. There we go, the other way now. Nice basketball. Way out top is Schmidt. Holding it. Looking, gets it to Bacon. Bacon to Prohl. Is early give and go. Nothing there. Again, they'll try pick and roll. That didn't work. Now to the right side of the basketball is Zarek. Zarek. Pass. Stolen. By Bondersmith. The Irish down by five to the 3:35 mark. Offense is not in high gear for the Irish. Now skip it over to Malone and nearly over her head. And now the Irish again tipped by Eichhoff, recovered by Witt. And now Malone will fire it. No good. Offensive rebound and can't get the goal in to Bondersmith. Rebound to Schmidt. Bondersmith, they each have five rebounds. And now out top, Zarek with the ball. Now to Bailey Prohl. As off, gets her right back. Three ball, buried again, her second in a row. She has 11, and Luke Saddle has a timeout. The lead is the biggest of the game. 8 points for the Knights. back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
2:56 to go in the third quarter. Elwin Murdoch leading St. Hart on 21-13. All our games available on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net. Hit the listen live button with a drop down box. All the radio speakers comes up there. The KDMC or KLZA, that's depending on what you want to listen to. We'll have the Irish Boys Saturday afternoon on KDMC. I'll be playing down at the C. Burton Clown in St. Joe LeBlanc. They'll take on the host. Only time the Irish and LeBlanc will play in boys' action this year. Girls already played, and it was the Golden Eagles who went over State Hart 62-60 to that one. To the front court, Warren Long with the high post to Bonner Schmidt, out to and out back to Bonner Schmidt, drives in, shoots, too strong, and rebound grabbed up by Bacon. Good offensive set for the Irish, but they couldn't connect. Now, the ball, right side. High arcing shot, no good there by Backemeyer. Rebound brought down by the Irish by Eichhoff. Should come to the front court with it. Looking, fired in the corner, and it's a two-pointer up and good. I see Art Jessica Wurtenberger gets St. Hart's third field goal of the ball game, and they're only down 6, 21-15. Now the basketball, left side, Backemeyer, running around the top of the defense, off now to Laney from. Should get the ball down the corner to Jordan Vogel, who checked in on that timeout. Now Bacon driving in, back in on Wurtenberger all the way to the hole. Layup is good. Jeez, strong ball player. And now the lead is 23-15, back to an 8-point ball. And now alone with it, down to Wurtenberger in the corner. The defense jumps out hard. She'll drive it to the hole. Up. No, rebound kept alive by Wurtenberger, brought down by Eichhoff. And she throws it out top, and they're going to call that over and back against the Irish. The Irish are just discombobulated. They're very aggressive deep played by Elwood Murdoch. It's a strong bunch of girls. Pretty quick. And right now just giving the Irish fits. Out top, Backmeyer with it. Passes off right side against the man-to-man defense and Buller the hole. Left side, right hand, dumps it in the hole. Herbert got the lead is 10. That's the biggest lead of the ball game. A minute 5 to go. Take it to Eichhoff. Olivia looking up top. Now it goes. Malone skips it over to Wurtenberger. And a foul will be called on Backmeyer. Hoopers, that's the first foul, the half, second foul of half on the Knights. So Hart's like a 12-1. Here comes Schmidt back into the game. Also in, Seal Rickley again. Eichhoff lobs it in. DeWitt, who has not had a 3-point shot attempted tonight in this ball game for the Irish. And now a foul, a blocking foul, going to be called here on Rickley, will be her second. That was close to being an offensive foul for the Irish, setting that screen. When you do that, sometimes you kind of jut out a certain part of the body to make that screen. That's almost what happened against the Irish that time. Down by 10 to 47 seconds to go in the third. Malone with it, hands the ball off, with it. Now a 3-pointer up and good. Playing with it, first loop of the ball game. It's 25-18, 33 seconds to go. Off the floor, Frohm off to Backemeyer. Back to, that is Bailey Frohm with it. 23 seconds, the clock winding down. out on the right side now, take the ball to the corner. Bailey Frome holding it. They're letting the clock run into Fuller. Kicked away by Wartenberger out of bounds. So it will be Lexi Bacon back in here for the Knights with 13.7 seconds to go. The Irish will bring off the bench Gentry and Lechtenberg. Should get in there for Witt, who has three fouls. All right, ready to go. Inbound and triggering. Bailey Frome looks it out to the top. They go into the big girl. Fires it off the glass. No good. Saved in by Malone. 8 seconds. Varnishman has it. Off the Schmidt miss. Four on the clock. Now at the Wartenberger. And she throws up. She draws a foul. No shot. Offensive foul is going to be called on Wartenberger at the buzzer. I believe that's going to be another foul on Wartenberger before the buzzer for an offensive foul. First, second, team foul number two. And Coach Luke Sam is going, really? All right, 25-18. Elwood Murray, they're going to put time on the clock, are they? They are. There's 4/10 of a second left. And they've got it at three-quarter court. It's been inbound, that's it. 25-18, Ellen Murdoch after three over the Irish. Back in 1 minute, Funky DNC.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country modern superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, Route 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at the Rural Activity Center. We continue playing here in the fourth quarter as we get underway here. Sacred Heart unable to get untracked offensively. The Knights, 25 points. They've not been to the free throw line yet in this ballgame. They're 0 for 0, while the Irish are 9 of 14. Setting our ball to start the fourth period. Down the left corner, Eichhoff. Boy, she draws a defender in a hurry in that zone. Back out to Witt to Malone. Back down to Eichhoff, inside the arc. Cross court, bad pass, stolen by Bacon. And she'll hand the ball off. And here come the Knights. 7-point lead, the three ball that he sent to double digits. They get it into Bacon, and she missed the bunny. Rebound ripped loose by the Irish, by Wartenberger. The Knights have it all inside. They go finally to the big girl, Brenna Schmidt. And she connects for the first time. She's got four in the ballgame now. It's 27-18. The biggest lead of the ballgame has been 10. Wartenberger on the right side. Now top, it goes now to Witt. She's going to have to step up and start firing for Sacred Heart here. And as soon as she gets the ball, she draws a couple of defenders. Now to Eichhoff. Olivia on the left wing, dribbling up. Irish are not running that two-letter ball over to Witt's seat. A little too tall on her. That little weave out top, out inside to Varnishman. Back out to Wartenberger, off the iron, no good. And the rebound ends up with Schmidt. And here come the Knights on the run, and Bailey Frome pulls it out. Here's the ball to Zarek. 6.5 to play. The lead is 9. The Knights, number 2 in class, D1, undefeated on the year, 9-0. Sacred Heart, 8-2, ranked number 1 in D2 this week. Again, they've been number 1 all season so far. They get to the free throw line off the left side to Zarek. They're taking their time out on the right side. Laney Chrome drives up and a push foul before the shot, I believe. Sayard foul, and that's on Delaney Witt, and that's her fourth. So she's going to be Sayard's best three-point option at this point. Now she's got four fouls. Emma Littrell comes in place of Jessica Wertberger, and timeout by the Irish with 6:09 to play. Back in seconds on KTNC.
Everyone has something that they do best. Banks are no exception. Ours is investing back into the local communities that we serve. We make loans to local families and businesses. These loans generate the dollars which empower our local community. Invest in our community by banking with us. We are an equal housing lender. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at the Rural Activity Center, after three quarters, it is a lead for Lord Central County, where Johns Rock, 51-22. That game over on Sunny 101.3 tonight. Maybe the two left up there. And here we go. It is Knight's ball. On the right corner, they're trying to trap, couldn't get it. Here's Malone, the ball knocked away. Can't chase it down, it's out of bounds of the scorer table. And it will be Knights basketball. Ball down the back court, Bailey Prohm. Ahead now to Lady Prohm, cross court. Malone went for the steal, came up empty. Bacon's got it. Right side corner, Lady Prohm, a high arching shot. Missed everything. Malone comes down to the loose ball rebound. Pushing up the floor ahead to Witt. Witt drives around the defender, throws it up over the big girl. And the rebound comes down to Barnes, and Harrison puts it up and in. She now has five in the ballgame. 27-20, a lob over to the right side, and two more for Schmidt now. As the ball got up the court in a hurry, the lead is back to 9, 29-20 at the 5:20 mark. Left side Witt, cross court. Now down the corner to Littrell. Inside Eichhoff against Schmidt. Goes in, lost it. Comes down to Barnes. Her shot is blocked by Schmidt. Out to Witt, missed it for 18. And a rebound ran down the corner by Zarek. Timeout by Elmwood Murdoch. With 5:02 to go, they're up by 9. No, he's not going to call timeout. What are we doing? The whistle sounded, now it's going to be nice basketball by the Irish bench. Body call timeout, but guess not. Bailey Prohm with the basketball to Bacon, back to Prohm in the front court. Up the floor, right side, Laney Prohm for three, up on the rim, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Schmidt. Schmidt gets it back at top, another long three-pointer for the top of the key. And that is the fourth of the game for Bailey Prohm. She's got 14 to lead all scores. Biggest lead tonight, up by 12, are the Knights. Over to Malone. Back it goes. Now Eichhoff back and in. A blocking foul called on Ella Zarek. Hooper, team foul number 4. Wartenberg back in for the Irish and plays to Malone. Out comes Laney Prohm, replaced the lineup now by Ella Zarek. Inside the inbound, it comes down. Eichhoff missed it. Barnesman had it, lost her balance, fall down, and the ball ends up with the Knights with 4:15 to go. Nothing going right for Sigurd in this one. 4:08 to play on the right side. It'll be Bailey Prohm in the corner. To Jared, the ball tapped out by Wartenberger. Inbounding will be the Knights for the baseline. Ella Zarek, a 5'6 junior. She'll trigger it in. And now the ball comes all the way out top to Bailey Prohm. Pulls it, looks back to the top. Schmidt. Okay, a little air out with your 12-point lead. Here's a three ball up off the rim. No good by Bailey Prohm. Rebound loose out of bounds. Touch last by speak, and according to the striped shirt, people in gray and black down there, that's where the Ellen Burdock fans are sitting, they do not agree. Their opinion doesn't matter, much like mine. Off the floor, Eichhoff with it, bounce pass to the high post, back to Eichhoff. In traffic, another block shot by Schmidt. She doesn't score a lot, but she is a presence on the defensive end. Off the floor, Bailey throwing with the basketball. And a 30-second timeout this time by the Knights. They lead 32-12 over the Irish quarterback in half a minute on TTMC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
DJ Kirtasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West of Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Also, this 32-20, the Irish trailing by a dozen here in the girls' game tonight at Seahart High School. Ready to go. Nice basketball, pass tip, they recover. Back to Bailey Frome. She looks back line. Take away Rortenberg with the steal, and she got fouled by Backmeyer. Tatum picks up her third foul, team foul number 5. The Irish here, they want to start foul, 3:15 to go. They've only put in 3 team fouls. They're going to have to, they want to try to put her to the line and make a miss free throw, but the Knights have not been to the free throw line yet in this ball game. Down to Bonnerfitt, back out to Witt. Eichhoff, beyond the arc, not her forte, shooting threes. Over to Witt, up the ladder to get it. 3 minutes to go, bounce pass into Bonnerfitt. She draws the crowd. Eichhoff for 3, right side of the circle, no good. And off the ice, Irish basketball. Singer ball, inbounding, Bonnerfitt out top, Witt. Thought she had a 3. Defense came to her. Varschmidt now over to Wartenberger. Inside, it's Varschmidt down the line. Double team and stolen away. Taken away by Lady Perlman out over Bailey. To the front court we go. Bounce pass ahead to Lady Perlman over Bailey. Right side to Bacon. Skips it over the top, left side of the floor. Zarrett with it. They're pulling out almost into a 4 corner here. With 2:20 to go, they lead by 12. Bacon dribbles across, and Wartenberger jumps it, makes the steal. All the way in, 1-on-2, and she got her to go. And a field goal by Wartenberger is 32-22. Now off the floor come the Knights quickly. And Wartenberger jumps into the Knights player. No whistle. Fans unhappy. Again from Elwood Murdoch. And now a hand-checking foul on the far side. To be called on Emma Littrell. Her second team foul number 4 on the Irish. Littrell out of the game. Malone back in for Sagar. Everybody in the corner of the lane. Now they start to move, and it brings it in to Schmidt. Schmidt gives away to Lady Frome. Back and up around Wartenberger. Dribble to the right sideline. Picks up her dribble out to Bailey Frome. Minute 40 to go. Clock winding down against the Irish here. Off it goes again to Lady Frome. Finally, a reach-in foul called on the Irish. On Jessica Wartenberger, her third, team foul number 5. And I still have been 2 more fouls. Put on the line for 1-1. So now Schmidt comes out, the 6'5 senior with 6 points. Put another guard of the lineup. That'll be Tia Heckmeyer to Bacon. The Irish coach is saying, come get him. Now to get a little aggressive, pass over to Zarek. And she'll be fouled by Wartenberger. Jessica picked up her 4th. He fouled number 6. 23 to go. Littrell comes into the game, also coming in for the Irish now will be Gentry Lechtenberg. As Eitoff comes out and Wurtenberger comes out, they'll probably be the designated foulers here. Bring it in, and they don't foul. Get the ball out, and finally Lauren Malone with a minute 15 to go. Fouls Lady Crum, and we'll have her first free throw attempt tonight coming for the night. Foul on Lauren Malone, her first. Team foul number 7. Still a minute 15 to go. Not sure the clock ran there. Well, at any rate, at the line is Lady Frome. First trip there, no points in the ball game, and Gokic. Rebound to Wurtenberger. Coming up the floor, down by 10 with 70 seconds to go. Wurtenberger in the paint. Off to Eichhoff, back and in, splits defender, throws it up, no. Oh, shot, they call traveling against the Irish junior. Malone and Lechtenberg back into the game. Wurtenberger and Eichhoff, Wurtenberger with 4 fouls come out of the game. Minute 4 left. Each team with a couple of timeouts left. Fake and inbound, gets it back, now ahead to Smith. Left side goes to Ripley. And now the Irish are chasing the ball. Fake with over 54 seconds to go. And a foul will be called on Lechtenberg. Gentry with her first, team foul number 8. Lead again is 10. The Irish continue to swap offense and defense here. Foulers and offensive players is what it actually is here. At the line is Bailey Frome for the 1-1. 14 points and make it 15 if she hits the free throw. They're now 1-for-2 at the line. 33-22, the lead is 11. And the lead is 12 if she nails them both. She's got 16. All right, roll the ball off the floor, picked up by Malone. Now he goes to Eitoff. Eitoff dribbling out top. Nowhere to go with it. He's isolated on the right side. Great defense by Bailey Crowell. Hands off to Wurtenberger. The free throw circle now to Witt. She fires a long three-pointer. Up comes up short. Stayed in bounds somehow and hit the floor. Bailey Crowell off the floor. A foul by Lauren Malone. Will put Ella Zarrett at the free throw line for the final 1-1 of the ballgame for tonight. Just 29.2 seconds to go. At the line, Zarek, ready, fired, it's up, it's no good. Rebound to Wurtenberger, coming up the floor with the basketball. Looking for help, gets the way down to Eichhoff. Over to Witt. Witt backs around one defender, her three-player, right into the hand of a defender, goes out of bounds. With 14 seconds to go, the Knights are going to win it. Improved to 10-0 on the year. Eichhoff will inbound for the Irish. Bring it in. Three ball up by Wurtenberger. Won't go. Rebound to Sigarts, Delaney Witt, and she got fouled on the putback attempt. That will go to the line to shoot two. With 10.7 seconds to go. Bailey Frame, a roll with the foul. Free throw is up and good for Delaney Witt. Only thing that's really went well for the Irish, they shot free throws pretty well. They're 10 out of 15. Witt will get another one here. Free throw up and got it also. She'll finish with 5 points for the Irish. And timeout called by the Irish with 10 seconds to go. 30-second break. Good channel. Let's get some more players in. We'll be back in 30 seconds on PTNC.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays.
I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
10.7 seconds to go in the ballgame. Witt, Littrell, Lechtenberg, Malone, and Bonner spin the ballgame for the Irish. Nice basketball. They've brought in some different players. Checking in is Maddie Justison. Well, she's not getting inbound. She went down like she was. Now, Lady Fall will inbound the ball. Looking. Gets in the backcourt to Backmeyer. Irish aren't going to foul anymore, I don't think. Backmeyer throws it up the floor, and that's going to wrap it up. Your final score, Albert Murdoch, 34, Stigard, 24. We'll be back and wrap it up after this 1 minute timeout on KTNC.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Happy holidays from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This is Andy Armbruster, and I want to take a moment to thank all of our customers for your patronage this past year. We appreciate you putting your trust in us for all of your vehicle needs. On behalf of all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, we would like to wish you a safe and prosperous and blessed new year. Thank you again for thinking of us when it comes to your vehicle.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, let's wrap up the score in our girls game tonight. This way it goes for the Irish. Their leading scores by 5 points apiece for Delaney Witt and Arizona Varnerschmidt. Olivia Eichhoff and Jessica Werber had 4 each. 3 for Rachel Magda, and she got hurt with 5:43 to go in the second quarter, never returned to action tonight. She made all her points to the free throw line. It was 2 for Lauren Malone and 1 for Emma Littrell. The average went 11-16 at the line tonight. For the Knights in the ball game, they went by Bailey Frohl with 16 points tonight. Lexi Bacon had 10, 6 for Brennan Schmidt, the 6'5 senior, and 2 for Jordan Vogler. And the Knights defense was terrific and stifling tonight against the Irish. They're number 2 and D1. That is ranked number 1 star, ranked number 1 in D2. That's their third loss of the season. The boys are out warming up. Stigard comes into the ball game with a record of 7-1, ranked number 1 in D2. The Knights come in here 3-5 on the season. We'll be back for the boys' game. Come up your way in about 10-11 minutes. Come up next on KTNC.